take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. You can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Me, but you know, I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
And then, you know, the nice thing is then a lot of our stuff then started to get a little bit more surreal. And then Penny Lane was a little bit more surreal too, although a sort of cleaner thing. I was into, I remember saying to George Martin, like a very clean recording. I was into clean sounds, maybe Beach Boy-y kind of things at that point. But, you know, the fireman with his hourglass and all of that sort of stuff. Was us trying to get into a bit of art, a bit of surrealism. And they were all based on real things, but I mean, whereas there was a barber called, what was he called, Bialetti, something like that, little barber, I think he's still there actually in Penny Lane, and he had these pictures that all the barbers have of the haircut you can have if you ask for, I'll have number three, that, you know, and only instead of saying the barber with pictures of haircuts in his windows, you know, then it was, you'd change it round to every head he's had the pleasure to know. A barber showing photographs like it's an exhibition. It was all just twisting it to a little bit slightly more artsy angle.
Penny Lane is not only a street, but it's a district. I lived in Penny Lane in a street called Newcastle Road. So I was the only actual person that lived in Penny Lane.